Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
So glad you joined with us today. Are you ready for some devotional time?
Yes.
I hope so. Me too. The day just is better when you spend devotional time with the Lord. Everything goes better with the Lord. All right, so we have Joseph has revealed himself. Wow, this is exciting. And he has to tell his brothers, you know, chill out. It's all good. What a heart this guy has. It's just, you know, really amazing. He doesn't have any retribution towards them. Or he says, no, this is all God's plan. This
I
is
think
good.
They're in shock. I think they're like not really getting it. You know, they're like, you're probably what? Right. After the roller coaster of emotions yeah. they've been through.
Yeah. What just happened?
Like, yeah, right. You're Joseph. Okay. Now what?
No, he tells him, come close, right?
Yeah.
Almost like, you know, inspect me.
You almost said, like, you said, check me out. I got dad's nose.
Or almost like Jesus after the resurrection. Come see, you know. He revealed himself to them.
And, look at my hands. Look yeah. at my side. It is me.
It's me.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
All right, so where are we now? What happens next?
So he was telling them not to be upset with themselves or grieved, and I'm sure he was looking at their facial expressions. Besides the disbelief, they were like, oh my gosh, what did we do? And he's telling them, you know, God, verse 7 of 45, God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance.
In a sense, he's telling them, this saves the nation of Israel. These right. are the 12 tribes.
Right.
So I wonder how much of a view going forward that Joseph has of this. How close and personal was his connection with the Lord and understanding?
Well, like we said, we don't even have him mention the dream again, but he's got to be connecting the dots, you know?
Oh, yes.
And God giving him the big picture of what's happening while he's in it,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And just seeing like this movie unfold. And I'm sure it's almost like, you know, when you watch a movie and then you go back and say, replay that again, would you? Because
yeah.
I want to look at it again
yeah.
and really get it this time. You know, oh my gosh, did that really happen? Oh, let's replay it again, you know?
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
talk about it over again and
right.
you think
you,
about it.
Or you rewind and you put on the subtitles so that you can read it, you know? It's like,
yeah.
what
yeah.
did he just say?
Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes when these things happen, I don't know, for me, then all of a sudden it's like, what just happened? You know? And it's not until afterwards that I see that God set something up, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm just living life. And then all of a sudden,
yeah.
I'm like, what was that?
Yeah. Like so many times we don't recognize what God is doing until after it's all done.
Yeah. It seems like most of the time for me.
Most of the time. Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. Then we go, okay.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here. That's why that came about.
Right. Or like turn the corner here or do this or that. And that's why you say to yourself, oh, well, that was the Holy Spirit speaking to me. So now I've got to learn how to tune into that and turn that volume up because I don't want to miss out anything God has for us. But
yeah. That still small voice.
Yeah.
Where God speaks to you.
Yeah.
And you want to somehow become very
more
aware and adept at recognizing that voice.
Because it'd be nice to enjoy it while yeah. it's happening.
Yeah, like, you know, like if you called me, I would know it was you right away because I know your voice, right? And so, boy, wouldn't that be sweet? Same thing with the Lord,
mm-hmm.
spending years and time and devotional time with the Lord. And then after a while, you just recognize his voice.
I don't know that he you know, it seems like when he's leading us, it's like, what was that story where they followed the breadcrumbs?
Oh, Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah. Only that was the yucky story at the end. But you follow the little breadcrumbs, you know, and then you go on to the next step. Then you go to the next step.
Oh, wait. Joseph, breadcrumbs, grain, get it?
Yeah, I get it.
It all fits. So I mean, I wonder if there could be some kind of account where you say, Joseph saved how many people?
Right.
He
But it
saved
seems
the,
from what
yeah.
he's saying to his brothers, the focus is
Yeah.
on his family.
Yes.
Because Joseph doesn't mention, oh, all these folks from Egypt got saved, all these other countries that came to buy food got saved. He said, God set this up for our family.
And you want to know why? Because the Bible is interested in one lineage.
The Messiah.
That's right, the lineage that leads to the Messiah.
Right,
And
which.
that's the line we follow.
Right. So, anyway, it's fun. So, we just need to keep ourselves going forward, listening to God one step at a time, and know that He's going to encourage us and show us the next clue where we're supposed to be.
This is a big part of having a devotional life. Not just something that you did for a while, but it's your manner of living. My
Right.
manner of living is to have a devotional time with the Lord
Communication.
all the time. Yeah.
Right. So, before you start waving your arms and tell me we ran out of time, in Genesis 45, verse 9, Joseph's all excited and he tells him, so now hurry up and go to my father and say to him, thus says your son Joseph, God has made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near to me, you and your children, and your children's children, your flocks and your herds, and all that you have. There I will provide for you. So this is Joseph talking to his dad through his brothers, lest you and your household and all that you have come to poverty, for there's still 5 years of famine left.
Oh, he's going to totally bring them under his wing.
Oh, yeah, totally.
This is only year two of the drought.
Yes. Verse 12 says, and behold, he's telling his brothers now, and behold, your eyes and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, see that it's my mouth that speaks to you. So they're still got their mouth hanging open. So he's like, wake up, guys. Come on, follow me here. I got some stuff for you to do. So 13 says, so you shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and all that you have seen, and you shall hurry and bring my father down here.
That's
So
touching.
Joseph couldn't wait. He's like, come on, guys, let's get going. You got
Now,
a trip to go on.
if I can do a step back in time a little bit, Jacob, Israel, was just saying, all things are against me, right? This is terrible. This is this is it for me. And as you like to say, hang in there. Hang in there because you don't know the good thing that's going to come as you wait on God.
But he also ended up releasing his son to go and saying, if I die, I die. So he came to a conclusion of just letting everything go. So I think that was a necessary step. Take it out to the full length of what could
And
possibly happen and then
release.
release it to God.
But he's
Okay.
still waiting at home and he with a frown on
Yeah,
his
he's at
face.
home. He's pacing the driveway. Okay, so then it says, no, I have to finish this. You didn't let me talk. Verse 14.
Well, we'll get him next time.
No, I'm almost done. Then he fell on his brother's neck and he wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. Moreover,
Okay.
he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. And after that, his brothers talked with him. So I wanted to end there because then everybody's talking, catching up on the news, having fellowship together, and they spent time around the bonfire talking.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this devotional time. It's just great to be with you and with my brothers and sisters. So, Lord, use this time in our lives for your glory. And as always, Lord, for our good. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. We pray this in Jesus' wonderful name, and all my dear brothers and sisters say,
Amen and
God
amen.
bless you. See you soon.